The Civil War series with Dr. James Robertson is underwritten by the Trust Company of Virginia.
Little things so often make big indentations on our minds. Although General Robert E. Lee is remembered for a host of achievements in his long life, the fact that he wore a 4.5C shoe is something the average person cannot forget. The Civil War is full of such small but engaging oddities. For example, the mammoth 128 volumes of the official records of the Union and Confederate armies contain hundreds of stern dispatches detailing bloody engagements. Yet hidden in the accounts of the 1864 fighting near Atlanta is this unique dispatch. General of Division Commander, wrote William T. Sherman, Colonel Brownlow performed one of his characteristic feats today. I had ordered a detachment to cross at Cochran's Ford. It was deep, and Brownlow took his men over naked, they wearing nothing but guns, cartridge boxes, and hats. They drove the enemy out of their rifle pits, captured a non-commissioned officer and three men. They would have got more, but the rebels had the advantage of running through the bushes with their clothes on. Near Washington, D.C., at the same time, occurred another unusual confrontation. A Confederate army was threatening the northern capital. One afternoon, Abraham Lincoln inspected the city's defenses. He climbed atop a parapet and was looking at the enemy in the distance when a Union captain came riding down the line. The young officer did not recognize the civilian and shouted, "Get down from there, you damned fool, or you'll get killed." Lincoln climbed down with a smile, and he said, "Well, Captain, I see you have already learned how to address a civilian." The two men never met again, yet in spite of many post-war accomplishments, the Federal officer never forgot that fleeting moment in wartime. The young captain was Oliver Wendell Holmes. Ambrose Burnside of Indiana led Union forces to victory at Roanoke Island early in 1862, and he led the Army of the Potomac to defeat at Fredericksburg later that year. The most memorable thing about Burnside was his appearance. He wore an awesome set of whiskers that curled down the sides of his face and wound up around his mouth. So outstanding was this growth of hair that a new word came into the American language. The syllables of Burnside's name were reversed, and sideburns came to denote conspicuous facial hair. Another Union soldier of note was Albert Cashier of Illinois. Cashier enlisted in 1862 at the age of 19 and saw much action in the Western Theater. At Cashier's death 46 years later, a startling revelation came to light. Albert Cashier was a woman. She was not the only female to serve in the Civil War armies, but her case is surely unique. Looking at the past through the judgmental lenses of the present is at least misleading and at most inaccurate. Thanks to giant gains in food preparation and diet, Americans of today are larger than ever in stature. General Ulysses S. Grant was a normal-sized soldier of the Civil War. The Union commander was 5 feet 7 inches tall and weighed 130 pounds. One of the several candidates for any hard luck award in the Civil War would be Wilmer McLane. This Virginia farmer owned property near Manassas when war came. On a hot July day in 1861, his property became part of the war's first battlefield. McLane sought peace, so he packed up his family and moved south to a small, quiet, isolated little community. 4 years later, the armies marched again onto Wilmer McLane's property, and it was in the front parlor of the McLane home at Appomattox that Generals Grant and Lee signed documents that ended the great sectional conflict. There is significance in the fact that Mr. McLane had no cause to move again.